Country Pop FM.
Pop FM Almanac. And a prop bet idea from JT. A good prop bet would be, will Virtual Neil show up?
Well, it could.
I think, why not?
Let's do it.
I'm ready, Jim.
All right, there he is. So he did show up. So if you gambled and bet that he would show up, he is here. Even though we have real Neil, it's very seldom that we need real Neil and virtual Neil on the same day.
Right.
And Carm said a good bet would be, how many times does Neil say river after a commercial? I don't know if I remember you saying river after a commercial. Elk River?
I don't know that
Big
one.
Big River but... guy? Little River Band?
I'm not sure what he's going for there.
No. Let's get in with today's Friday, February 1st. Hello, February. And tomorrow is Groundhog Day, 32nd day of the year, 333 days left to go. It was this date, 1788. The steamboat was patented. Had the name of, was it Robert Fulton? I think was his name.
I think it was.
The guy gave us the steamboat. 1898. Travelers Insurance Company issued the first ever automobile insurance policy. I believe their first client was Bob Weata Baby Itzaboy. I think that was the name. Travelers Insurance, that was 1898. 1920, the first commercial armored car was introduced just in time for the gangster era. 1920. And guess Perfect. Where the first commercial armored car was introduced?
New York.
St. Paul. Right here.
Well, there's
St. Paul, Minnesota.
Yeah, a lot of criminal activity.
There was a pipeline between St. Paul and Chicago. It didn't go to Minneapolis. It was easier to get when you're coming up from Chicago. St. Paul was the first big city you hit there, so
right.
They didn't continue on to Minneapolis. They just John Dillinger and the crew just stopped in St. Paul. We had our ironclad ships from the Civil War, but it took us that long to throw some armor on a vehicle,
right?
Like an armored car. 1920 cars hadn't been around that long. At that point, 1920, I think you would agree with that?
I would indeed.
So on this date, the governor of Indiana declared that the song Louie Louie by the Kingsmen was pornographic.
Oh, boy.
He requested that the state's radio stations do not play the song, and some of them didn't. It was banned. I mean, the lyrics are indistinguishable. You can't tell what they are. But despite all of that, the FBI actually spent taxpayer money on a 31-month investigation on whether the lyrics to Louie Louie were pornographic. Yeah. Maybe there was a government shutdown in the middle there somewhere that extended it.
Something.
So that was in 1964. 1968.
If you look at this play, what we're trying to get is a seal here and a seal here and try to run this play in the alley.
Vince Lombardi, the great Vince Lombardi, he resigned as coach of the Packers. He had had enough.
Yeah. Couldn't get a seal anymore.
No, he couldn't get a seal anymore. What the hell's going on out here? That's right. What he said to Packers fans.
Right.
But he wasn't done coaching. He would coach the Redskins.
Yeah.
But then he would die. It was early 70s, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Yeah. Yep. So that was in 68. This date in 79 in the news.
Inside the terminal, the chaos became almost uncontrollable. More than 1,000 church leaders had gathered to meet him.
So this is in Tehran, 1979. This is the date that the Ayatollah Khomeini came back to Tehran.
Oh.
He was in exile for 15 years, returned to Iran on this date. And, of course, then a few things, not so great things, happened shortly thereafter, including the hostages that were taken. And not very good relations with the U.S. Of course, that's not to be confused with the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
Different people.
This is the Ayatollah Khomeini in 1979. In 1982, an event that certainly affected my life, I think.
I'm David Letterman, and on my new late night show, there will be guests, comedy, and hopefully none of this music.
Late Night with David Letterman premieres tonight after Johnny Carson.
Yeah, this was the premiere of Late Night with David Letterman. This
1982.
Date, 1982, February 1.
He had a heck of a run.
He had a very nice run on NBC, then later on CBS when he didn't get the Tonight Show. I loved his humor. I appreciated his humor.
I did too.
It was dry, it was funny, and certainly throwing melons off a 5-story tower. Who else would have come up with that?
Right.
Other than David Letterman. I don't think anybody would have. That was in 82. 6 years later, sad Hollywood news.
Heather O'Rourke was just 5 years old when director Steven Spielberg cast her as Carol Ann in the movie Poltergeist.
She went on to star in Poltergeist 2 and had finished filming Poltergeist 3 when she died Monday at age 12.
This was the date that Heather O'Rourke from Poltergeist, from Happy Days, she passed away. She was only 12. Intestines burst or something. She had an intestinal issue, and they didn't catch it in time. They thought she was just, like, had the flu or was sick, and she was in surgery when she died. 1988. More sad news, 2003.
Then we began to see this.
If you'll notice here, it looks like you can see pieces of the shuttle coming off.
Pieces of the shuttle coming off, and NASA, we can confirm that the shuttle is behind schedule. It was to land in Florida. There you see.
That was the Space Shuttle Columbia. 16-day mission. It was returning to Earth, and it dismantled. It crumbled. It burned up over Texas, killing all 7 crew members on board this date. So we had the Challenger, which exploded on its way up.
In 86.
And then you had this one as it was coming down. Yes. In 2003, a faulty heat shield or something. There was a missing part of the heat shield, and it just burned right through, unfortunately. And that was 2003. 2004, this date, 2 words for you. Wardrobe malfunction.
It was nothing big. I didn't expect it, but I really didn't think much of it.
I don't think they should make a big deal out of that.
They were talking to people after the show, and they said there's nothing big. They didn't see anything big.
Well,
when Janet Jackson was exposed during the halftime show of Super Bowl, let's see, XXX, that's 38.
Yeah.
Resulting, of course, there was all kinds of FCC stuff there. Fine, CBS, certainly did. Yeah. Was it a malfunction? She had the little sticker on there to cover
it. We thought it was staged.
Yeah, it certainly looked like it.
Yeah.
So and guess who won that Super Bowl? Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Yeah.
And then 2010, I'd forgotten that they had done this. I remember seeing it starting the Winter Olympics that year, 2010. But they went out and made We Are the World, more than 80 artists. Some of them who originally were part of We Are the World.
Ooh.
They did a new version. It was called We Are the World 25. It was for Haiti. Janet Jackson sang the Michael Jackson part. This was my favorite part of it. That sounds like Ray Charles, right? That's actually Jamie Foxx doing the Ray Charles part.
Oh, nice.
Of We Are the World when they re-recorded it.
Of course, he did Ray in the movie.
And yes, he did, 2010.
That's awesome.
My least favorite part is when T-Pain is doing, and I think it's T-Pain, they're doing Auto-Tune. But that was the era we were in, and still in, 2010. Let's move on to birthdays now.
Big boy, being very, very good to me. Daniel? God bless you. Gracias.
Yes, indeed. That is Garrett Morris as Chico Escuela. Baseball been very, very good to him.
That's so good.
And he is 82 today. He's also very good if you are hard of hearing.
Yes.
He'll be there to help you if needed. He's 82 today.
I've got my pride and I know how to hide all my sorrow and pain. I'll do my crying.
Don Everly still with us. Phil has passed on, but one half of the Everly brothers, Don Everly,
that's so good,
is
right there.
82
nicely done
today. Their harmonies were outstanding, and they had such an influence on the rock and roll era.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger, no, Will Robinson. Danger.
So, Will Robinson, Bill Mooney, who played Will Robinson on Lost in Space, 1954, born on this date, so he's 65. 65. You remember him, don't you?
Oh, sure.
Red-haired little boy.
Yeah.
It's happy birthday to him. Wade Wilson.
Wilson pumps once. It is caught. Is it inbounds? Yes, Anthony Carter.
Wade Wilson, Anthony Carter, one of the most memorable games in Vikings history is that playoff game at San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
Where they chased Joe Montana. And Anthony Carter, 280-something yards receiving. It was out of this world. Wade Wilson is 59. He had a nice career. He played until he was 40.
Right.
As primarily a backup, but he was our starter there for a couple of years leading up into the early 90s before Denny Green cut him. And then he was the longtime quarterbacks coach for the Cowboys.
He was.
For 10 years.
Don't call him Whiskey.
He doesn't like being called Whiskey Wade. And, you know, that's also the name of Deadpool. Deadpool's real name is Wade Wilson. So every time you see Deadpool, they say Wade Wilson, and I think of number 11. Every time. Happy birthday. Lisa Marie Presley is 51 today. Daughter of Elvis, of course. Rapper of the day, Big Boy. Big Boy, and you know how they spell Big Boy, don't you? How they spell boy?
B-O-I.
B-O-I, Big Boy. And he's going to be part of the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, thank goodness.
So you're going to want to stick around for that.
Yeah.
Julie Roberts, One Hit Wonder, country.
Out in the middle of nowhere.
When did this song come out, Neil?
I'm in trouble.
Being the country music encyclopedia that you are.
Yeah, I don't know.
Late 2004, 90s? I think.
Oh. Is it that late? Okay. Yeah, you say it's
One Hit Wonder, easily forgotten.
Right.
She's 40 today. Ronda Rousey wouldn't want to get in a fight with her.
Nope.
MMA fighter. I believe she's now moved on over to WWE.
I think she has.
Doing some wrestling stuff.
Yeah, she's wrestling.
She is 32 today. And then the TV show Glee.
All right. Who can tell me who Christopher Cross is?
He discovered America.
There's a Heather Morris
as
Brittany S. Pierce. You say it quickly, and it's Brittany Spears. She was on Glee, and Heather Morris, Brittany, is 32 today.
Gone, but not forgotten. Well, a great one of the great directors of all time, worked many, many times with the Duke, John Wayne, and Westerns. John Ford, born on this day, 1894. I think at one point he had an eye patch similar to what Rooster Cogburn wore. Hockey Hall of Famer Conn Smythe, 1895. You've heard the name. The trophy named in his honor is given to the most valuable player of the playoffs.
Used to have a division named after him, too.
Right, the Smythe Division. He founded the Toronto Maple Leafs, a key hockey figure, born on this day, 1895. He was in Gone with the Wind and uttered a very memorable line.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
That's and many times that line is misquoted. A lot of times they say, frankly, my dear, Scarlet.
Right.
I don't give a darn.
He didn't
But he didn't say Scarlet. Just like Luke, I am your father. Darth Vader did not say his name.
No. That was Rhett Butler, as portrayed by Clark Gable.
And only here on the Bob Almanac will you find out the true.
Clark Gable, born on this day, 1901. Did he die in a plane crash? I'm almost certain of it. Born on this day again, 1901. Former Russian President Boris Yeltsin, born on this day, 1931. The great George Jefferson, as portrayed by Sherman Hemsley.
Yeah. Now we don't have to fight about me helping you with the dishes anymore.
You never help me with the dishes.
I know that, but at least now we don't have to fight about it.
You know, you forgot to mention that Boris Yeltsin liked his vodka.
Yes, he did. He was not opposed, and I think he liked it straight up. Sherman Hemsley was born in this day in 1938, introduced in All in the Family, and then spun off in the Jeffersons, of course. Musician Joe Sample, born in this day in 1939, former NBC newscaster. Jessica Savage, who died in a car crash, really kind of drowned in mud, was born on this day, or asphyxiated, 1947. Recognize this voice?
Temptation Sing.
Super Freak, Super Freak. She's a very special girl.
Special girl.
It's a ode to Randy Moss. Rick James there is a super freak. He was born on this day. 1948, Brandon Lee, son of martial arts legend Bruce Lee, 1965, and then Lee Thomas Young, who was in Friday Night Lights. He was in several other programs, took his own life, sadly enough, at a very young age, born on this day, 1984. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Missed Dr. Hook.
So, see my picture on the cover. So,
he was good.
It's understandable, though, that you missed him because he just passed away on, I think it was December 31st. I think it was New Year's Eve. So there's Ray Sawyer. He was the one with, speaking of eye patch,
he was the one with
the eye patch.
Yeah.
He sung lead on only a couple of their hit songs, including that one there. It was mostly that other guy, Dennis LeCourier.
Yeah.
But he was born on this day, 1937. We just lost him.
Ray Sawyer.
Gone
but not forgotten.
All Request Lunch Hour in studio today. Neil's live tomorrow, U.S. Bank Stadium. Super, the RV Super Show. It's super duper, and it's even more super because Bob's going to be there from 10 until noon, broadcasting live on this very station.
It's going to happen.
Would you like to start your Bobathon with Toby Keith, Whiskey Girl, Wade Hayes, Old Enough to Know Better, or Statler Brothers, Oh Baby Mine, and then in parentheses, I Get So Lonely?
Boy, you've got a couple of Wade Wilson options there. Whiskey and Wade Hayes. Let's go Wade Hayes today.
Wade Hayes next.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany.